Hey there, this is Noah Garcia from NG Unplugged. So today, this is the teenage edition. Anyone that has teenagers in their lives, related, friends, whoever, this is geared toward teenagers. We're going to talk about some leadership, bullying, fear, and value. You know, growing up as a teenager can be challenging times. They could be great, exciting times as well. You know, from turning 12 to looking forward to turning that 13, and then looking forward to turning 15 and a half, 16 for those that get their license, and then turning 18 and graduating high school. And it could be different for different people depending on where you're at on the globe. But let's look at what's life like being a teenager. You know, all adults were teenagers once. I was a teenager once, believe it or not. And so my experiences back then are way different than what your experiences are today at school. You know, there's the peer pressure, and there's some similarities, but there's added things today that we didn't have back then. So you got peer pressure, you got your hormones, you're developing, you're growing, you're changing, you're finding your identity, you're finding out who you are, what you want to become. You may be looking at role models, whether that's parents, teachers, uncles, sports figure, musician, whoever it may be. And then you got technology. These days, everyone has one of these. You got a phone, you got a laptop, iPad, Kindle, whatever it may be, access to internet. And you make friends on there, you're on Instagram, you're on Snapchat, you're on Facebook, you're on the latest trend that's out there, on Kick, on whatever it is out there. There's thousands of social apps out there that, you know, you guys get on. And you meet people from all over. And you become friends with somebody that's, you might be in California, they could be in New York, and you become friends, and you become part of groups, people that are in the fandom of different things, and so you get into all these things, and there might be people that are into sports, into music, into anime, into geography, into computers, into gaming, into YouTubing, all different stuff. And you come across groups of people, good and bad. And as you're growing up, and as you're getting up, the values that your parents instill in you, that they try to teach you and raise you, your parents are raising you often the way that they were raised, what they learned. A lot of them might have went to college, the military. Some of them might have not went to college, might have not graduated high school. There's a whole array of parents out there, single parents, LGBT parents. There's parents of different ethnicity. There's all kinds of parents out there, and every parenting style can be different. There might be similarities, but you know, that's unique. The parents that you have are unique to you, regardless of who they are. And if you don't have a parent in your life for whatever reason, you know, you were raising yourself, you were being raised by an uncle, aunt, maybe some other older sibling who knows, maybe you grew up in a foster care system, maybe just the struggles you've had growing up. There are difficulties in life. Your situation might not be as difficult as somebody sitting next to you in your classroom. We don't know, and you don't know, that kid that's sitting next to you, what they're truly going through. Yeah, you have friends and you talk, but deep down inside, you don't know what they're going through. Everyone at your school, if you're homeschooled, the people you come across, if you don't go to school, the people you come across. Hey, if you're in the juvenile detention watching this, the people that you have in there, whoever you come across, all have some insecurities. And I talked about insecurities in a previous episode. You're welcome to watch that. What it comes down to is that the value that you have. You're a teenager, you're 13, 15, 16, 14, 17, 18, even 19. I know you're an adult at 18 and 19, but even those are teens. So you're concerned about the value that others, what others are thinking about your value, about who you are as a person. And you're trying to find yourself in this whole sea of kids in your schools, out in the community, whether you're in Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, or younger kids, but if you're listening, whatever sports, whatever activities you're involved, you're amongst all these kids with different backgrounds, different beliefs, different associations, and a lot of it is learned from their parents, from their family, from other role models and stuff, and sometimes things that are on TV. And so we become afraid of each other, and then it leads to bullying. So here's how it goes. Everyone has their own value system. And I'm not talking about the value system and what you believe in, your values, your core values, all that stuff. No, I'm talking about who you are. From those 13 years of life, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 years of life that you've had, all those experiences in that amount of time has value. You might say, yeah, Noah, but you're old. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, hey, I was a teenager once. And so were your parents. So were the people that love you. So were the people that watch over you were teenagers. You think they had it easy? Maybe some had it easier than others. Some probably had it rougher than others. And they could tell you about their fears, their insecurities, about a bully they had in school. Maybe they were the bully themselves. But it starts with the value system. You have value, your friends have value, but the problem starts developing when you guys, teenagers, don't see the value in each other and what you have to offer each other. You develop cliques and associate yourselves with people that are similar, which is okay. You want to find identity. You want to find some people that you can click with and have shared goals, ambitions, likes, dislikes, whatever it may be. But then it becomes a problem where you have your values, your group, your cliques have their values. And then you have these other groups, you have these other individuals, the people sitting next to you in class, on the school bus, they have their values. And so what happens is that because they're different and not in line with how you think and how you see the world, then you become afraid. That fear that this person isn't like me, and I don't want this person or this group to change my value or threaten my value or threaten my group. I want to be secure. I want to keep it this way, because if I allow this value, this group, this person, then they might change me. They might they become, you see them as a threat to your value, maybe not consciously, maybe subconsciously. And I know you talk in terms of, well, they're different, they're weird, they're odd, they're nerds, they're geeks, they're jocks, they're cheerleaders, they're loners, they're this, they're that. All these terms that kids come up with at school for identifying people that are different. But did you know being different is okay? Who are we and who are you to judge everyone because they have a different value, because they're different? Well, this person, this group that is different, has a different value than you do, it doesn't make them less of a person than you. They have a different path in life. You might have this group you're identifying with, these people you're identifying with, whether in person or online, and so you're have similarities, so you're going along that path, and that's okay. And it's okay for these people that are not the same as you to go their path. People become afraid. Kids become afraid of each other because they're different. Because the way they looked at you, and just because they looked at you a certain way doesn't mean that they're devaluing you. They might have accidentally looked your way and you're like, man, what's he looking at? What's she looking at? We grow up in a diverse world, in your communities that are diverse. And there's some communities that are not diverse as others. But overall, this world that we live in is diverse. You learn in your schools about history, you learn about math, you learn about foreign languages, you learn about different things, English, writing. Somewhere along those lines, your teachers have talked to you about other countries, other nations, different cultures and stuff. And so there's a lot of diversity in this world, and specifically to your school, even those that are the same ethnicity, if you have somebody that's of the same race as you, same background, goes to the same church as you do, that belongs to the same gender, it doesn't mean that their value is equal to yours, in the sense that they think like you, they talk like you, walk like you. Because you can have two males that are, or two females that are completely different. You can have two Hispanics that are completely different. Why? Because maybe one was raised in church, the other one was raised in gangs, the other one was raised in Upper Manhattan. Everyone was raised differently. We can't just assume because somebody is of one ethnicity, somebody is of one background, because somebody grew up here, because the color of their skin, that they're this way or that way. And people, you kids start creating these things in your mind, and I know it's part of growing up, trying to identify, trying to find who you are, what makes you different than the person next to you, what makes your group different than the person next to you. And these fears and insecurities come along, and doubts. Well, how come I'm different? How come they're different? And then you get feedback from your family, your friends, the spiritual community, church, your teachers, whoever it may be, gives their input and feedback. And so you have all these different things and angles and things being said and told, and then what's on the news, what's in movies. And then we have these fears like, man, my gosh, I'm 13, I'm 17, and what am I gonna do? And then you're dealing with the hormones that are changing your body, you have pimples and blackheads and all that stuff, and your voice starts changing, and Adam's apple starts popping up, and you start developing in different places that you're like, man, all these different changes, well, what am I gonna do? You realize, wow, I got 4 years of school, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year of school, and now I gotta make a decision what college I'm gonna go to, and then you get all these stresses and pressure, and you're like, oh my God, what do I do? Then get your driver's license, and then, oh man, I'm gonna drive. Yeah, I made it big time. Or that sweet 16. And then when you're 18, you're like, man, I'm looking forward to 21, because then I could drink, I could party. It ain't all that. But some people will have to find out the hard way. So all these fears, and you know, then because everyone has their own different value, their own different belief systems, their own uniqueness, that then that fear builds up within your mind, and then bullying comes along. Now, bullying is serious, and there's can be different reasons why a bully does what they do. A bully can bully you, can bully a group, can bully a school because of their insecurities, because they see everyone else as a threat to their value. And that fear has gotten so big, those insecurities have gotten so big, that they act out in such a way by trying to put you down. And if you're a bully, what you're trying to do is you're trying to put them down so that their value, who they are, their uniqueness, is put down below you. And they're trying to put you down. They're trying to make you look bad. And a bully could, this individual that we label as a bully, I know it's hard to think this way, especially as a teenager growing up. But look at it, look at that person with empathy, and Google empathy, look it up, with compassion, and kind of feel sorry for them. Not in a sorry, like, man, you're sorry, but have empathy for them and understand that they're just insecure in themselves. There's something that they're not comfortable in themselves about. Maybe they see you as successful where you're at. You're on the sports team and doing good, or you're on the yearbook club and you're doing good, you're involved in all these things. And a bully doesn't have to be outright physical. A bully, it can be emotional. They could go online in the social media and they're posting bad stuff, trying to put you down to all their friends, to everyone in the world, trying to make you look bad to make themselves look good. But remember, teenagers, remember, kids, that you have value. Those years that you've lived, the things that you're into, gaming, sports, whatever activity, there's value in that, and we'll get to that in a minute. a bully can also come about because of the way they were raised. Maybe there's some abuse going on at home, some serious stuff that those kids are going through. I'm not saying it is, but that's one angle that something could be going on. Maybe that bully lost a parent. Maybe they lost a pet that they were attached to, and they have this frustration and anger at the loss of a parent, of a pet, of something that they don't have that skill at that moment how to address how they're feeling. So they take it out on somebody else. And it so happens, unfortunately, to be you, to be your peers. And I know that there's a lot out there on bullying. People have different approaches and angles to it, but I'm coming at you from a value-based perspective about bullying and fear. So if you're a kid today, if you're a teenager at school and you're being bullied because they see you as different, being different is okay. Be who you are and know that that's value there. And while not everyone is going to see this video, not everyone is going to look at bullying and stuff, and they have anti-bullying campaigns, they have all these different things, and yet it still happens. And this is a whole nother episode where we could spin it off on later, where the support starts at home. It starts with the home life, community, society, and it spreads out all these support structures. But it starts at home. And yeah, schools play a role in it. Government plays a small role in it. And different degrees play roles in it. But ultimately, I believe it starts at the home. And if there's things going on at home, it can affect how kids act at school and end up living in fear and turning that fear into bullying. But remember, even those that are bullying you, they have value. They just are either having some situations at home that they don't know how to cope with, or situations in their life they don't know how to deal, that they're taking it out on their peers. They haven't developed those skills. No one has showed them or taught them or recognized their value. I know kids are going to pick on kids. I know you're going to pick on your friends and stuff. Hey, I did it. I think just about everyone did it, picked on kids, and you know, we goofed off and stuff. But I'm talking about that bullying that can really affect people. Bullying can even cause somebody to kill themselves, and that is not good at all. So let me add in about leadership too. If you're in school and you think leadership is only for adults, you're wrong. There's leaders within your own grades. There's leaders at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Your peers, you see those who stand out, who are leaders and stuff. But did you know you can be a leader too? You don't have to be on the sports team. You don't have to be the captain of the football team. You don't have to be the pitcher on a baseball team. You don't have to be the main person on your swim team or volleyball team or basketball team or in band, tennis, whatever it may be. You all have the potential to be a leader, to step up and say, hey, why are you fearing? Why are you bullying? We all have value. we're all in this together, and learn from each other as teenagers. As part of growing up, yeah, it's going to be hard at times. And then you're going to say, well, my parents won't let me do this. I can't do that. I can't go here. Someday you'll look back and you'll say, man, I'm thankful for my parents, for how they raised me. Every parent's different. But you only got one set of parents, for those of you that have parents. Or one mom, one dad, one unique sibling, however many siblings you have. One family, one set of friends, whatever it may be. Whoever's in your world, in your life, be grateful that you have those people in your life. Whether it's 1, 10, 2, 3, 5, your friends. If you have one good friend, hey, be grateful for that friend. If you have 3, 5, be grateful. And popularity isn't all that. It might have its perks. Might be nice, but what's more important is understanding that you have value. Tell yourself this, I have value, I matter, and no one can take that away from me. People can laugh at you at school, people can mock you, people can ridicule you, people can be racist towards you, people cannot like you because you're gay. People cannot like you because you're lesbian. People may not like you because you're transgender. People may not like you because you're African American, because you're Mexican, because you're white, because you're a girl, because you're a guy. But you know what? The problem isn't with you. The problem is more with them. Why? Because of their insecurities. They need to work through that. And have empathy for them. Man, I feel sorry for them that they're feeling insecure, and hopefully that they'll come to an understanding where they can feel good about themselves and secure. Maybe somebody could talk with them about that. And all of these things about, if all the kids in the school, in your school, would understand how everyone's valuable, everyone matters. And if parents, if you're watching this along with your kids, or if you grab wind of this, support your kids in their uniqueness. Support your kids in who they are as an individual and the value that they have. It might be hard for you as a parent. Maybe you're a single parent and you're having difficulties. But support your kids. Make them feel of value. This way, you can help them get those coping skills and stuff when tough times come. Tough times will come, but it's how we get through it, how we process it. If we could eliminate bullying, if we could minimize the fear, fears will come, but it's what we do with it, how we leverage it, how you leverage it at your schools. So I mean, we could go on and on, but enjoy your school years, enjoy being a teenager. It should be fun, it should be engaging. You shouldn't have to be worrying about bullying, about school shootings, about fights, about this and that. People fight because, oh, you looked at me wrong, oh, you took my thing. If people would, in your schools, would respect each other and understand the value that the people next to you have. So in the future, I'll talk more on different topics for teenagers, for young adults, parents. So this is the start. So if you're interested in following along, I focus mainly on leadership But you're welcome to follow along, subscribe to this channel, leave a comment down below, like or dislike this channel. If you don't agree with what I talked about today, hey, that's fine. But this will resonate with some of you. So, hey, enjoy your teenage years. Take care.